Oh my God, what time is it, you guys?
It's live time.
I think Dean is here and Wine Rag.
I'm here.
So I thought, I think Keith is watching porn.
No, sorry. I was watching our episode of Big Fatty.
So like, barf out, gag me with a spoon.
What?
That sounded so weird. I thought there was like weird echo feedback because I...
That old rat bag, nobody cares about his shit.
How does someone watch a podcast?
I was listening.
He watches the little thing scroll across the screen.
Yes, I was watching little like dot go across the bar.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I was watching our episode of Big Fatty.
That old rat bag. Nobody cares about his shit.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3119 of the BFO for Thursday the 23rd of June 2020, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day in Fat Acres, which includes, can you hear that, can you hear that? Yes, we hear it. Hello, Shrimpers, Big Fatty. That's so appropriate. You had old Mr. Cackle on the beginning of the show, little show. If we're all Shrimpers, no, not that kind of Shrimper. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're Shrimpers today because y'all had shrimp and grits today at lunch with Miss Kitty. And his favorite dancing girl, Olive. But y'all, I'll tell you all about... I'll tell you all about that after we do this. Yes, Big Fatty!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all today. Today, the 23rd of June, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say two, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, y'all, you hear him on the little show with some regularity. Yes, Big Fatty, almost like fiber. Well, not quite as regular as fiber, but y'all, and he brings the crickets along with him when he comes. Y'all, I've met this person and lost wages at the Pride 48. And y'all, I think he was trying to get to Pride 48 in Orleans last year. Maybe he'll be able to make it this year, August 28th through the 30th. Yes, Big Fatty, love the way you snuck that in. And y'all, it's David, that blue jeans guy. Oh, there he is. We love David, that blue jeans guy. It's true. And y'all, you know, he and his husband, Mr. Green Jeans, Paul, have done the Denims little show, and y'all, he's just, if I remember correctly, in Lost Wages, David ran around with some sort of multicolored wig on. Big Fatty, don't point out his deficiencies. Well, I think it was for human as opposed to vanity or whatever it is. And y'all, our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Mr. Cackle. It's not Mr. Cackle. Oh, y'all, I've met this person in the Lost Wages and both years down there in Nolens. He's part of that Mr. Cackle show, y'all. He loves to climb ladders in homosexual bars. Big Fatty, y'all, it is none other than the one and only Wine Rag. Big Fatty, we love Wine Rag too. It's true. So y'all, if you see David, that blue jeans guy, or if you see Wine Rag on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday!
Gussie, y'all, we have gotten more entries into the number one fan contest, and I just want to go over here and read some of them. I think the last one that I read was Patrick Plain? I believe so. Y'all, the next one is from Yeah, out there in Denver. Big Fatty, where's he from? I don't know. It says, I need to get up in this number one fan contest. Shove me into your bag. Hugs and kisses. Yeah, in Denver. Big Fatty, he sounds like he already is a number one fan. As vulgar as that is, it's true. Y'all, Brian out there in the Denver. Big Fatty, is everybody from Denver entering, I guess? It says, I would like to enter the number one fan contest. I do believe it's fixed, but we will see. Love the show. Listen every day with my Cheerios, Brian in Denver. And y'all, finally, it is the Haunt Daddy. It says, I'd like to be entered in the number one fan contest because I will look just lovely naked in the number one fan contest winner sash. Love, Ron the Haunt Daddy. It's true. Y'all, since I recorded yesterday's little show, y'all, I had a little garden solid, y'all, then I took some of that rotisserie chicken, and I put it on the solid and put some creamy Italian, Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar, creamy Italian dressing. Oh, that's good. Y'all, speaking of creamy Italians, I think there's a lot of Italians up there in the Boston. And y'all, I just wanted to say that I this past weekend would have been leather weather over at the... And y'all, that's when I got to see Boston Josh, and I miss seeing Boston Josh this year. And but Big Fatty, he has unsubscribed just like everybody else up there. A boss boy and the unofficial, self-appointed unsubscribed official historian of the BFO, Brian in Boston, and Jaime. He's no longer betrothed. He's got that ball and chain, Brian in Boston around. Yeah, well, that's true, but they've all unsubscribed, so y'all, it's okay. But I miss Boston Josh. Anyway, and y'all, it was just delicious with that creamy Italian. Y'all, you don't think about creamy Italian nearly enough. Fatty, it's getting vulgar. anyway, Y'all, after that, y'all, I watched it a little bit on the TV machine, and, oh no, young Nicholas stopped by, and, we had a nice little visit, and, then, he was off, he had some little Twinkie thing, that was, please come over, and, y'all, it turned out to be a flake! So I didn't feel so bad. I don't know what that meant, but anyway, y'all, then I turned on the impeachment stuff, and y'all, it was like just a rerun. They'd get up and they'd make a motion, and then they'd to change things, and then they'd have to read what the change was. Then they had 2 hours split evenly between the prosecution and the defense to talk about the motion, and then McConnell would get up and call for a vote to table the motion, and y'all, they'd go through the roll call, and it was 53-47, and y'all, they did that like 10 or 11 times. Y'all, it was just over and over, and y'all, it's just like, dear Gussie. But anyway, I watched a little bit of it, and y'all, I couldn't sleep. Big Fatty, does Whitman Tinker have anything to do with it? I'm not going to exonerate him, but I'm not going to blame it on him. Y'all, I guess I was just squirrely. Very vulgar. And anyway, I finally went to sleep, got up on hump day morning. Y'all, I had a leisurely morning, had my coffee. Y'all, all of my old newspapers from when I was supposed to be gone over to Atlanta, they were delivered this morning, so I've been catching up on old news. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, all the news that's fit to print. No, that's all the news. Oh, never mind. So I had my coffee. Y'all got my shirt. Y'all, it was so nice. So nice in the shirt. Not that my shirt is normally filthy, but y'all, it's just lovely. The day after Hortensia comes. And y'all, then I was off to have lunch at the famous toastery with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Y'all, I got there early. And y'all, last time we were there, I had used the gift card that I had purchased back in the holidays. And y'all, I had forgotten to pick it up. Or they didn't give it back to me or anything. So I asked them if they ran across it. And anyway, I said, well, that's fine. I just, you know, it was a shot in the dark, and they said, oh, we'll compliment your meal today. I said, no, that's not necessary at all, absolutely not. And so, y'all, I had the shrimp and grits. It was the special of the day. And the check came, and y'all, damn if they didn't give me my lunch for free. And y'all, that was just very nice of them. And I left an extra quarter for the tip for that. Fatty, you cheap ass. anyway. Y'all, then after that, I was off to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty! Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it! Y'all, as I do on Wednesdays, off to the Von's East. Y'all, I had a coupon, if you bought 2 cans of the Manwich sauce, you got $1 off, so I picked up a couple of those. Y'all, I got me a sweet onion. I'm gonna use that to make my hash, roast beef hash, stew. Y'all, I needed some soap, so I got me a 4-pack. Y'all, they had the Cascade Platinum little sachets on sale, plus I had a coupon. So I got a package of those. Y'all, I got a half dozen of eggs. Y'all, I got me a little bag of a pot of gold potatoes to go in my hash. Y'all, they had the good Oscar Mayer Bayfront on sale. Buy two, get one free. So I got three of those. Y'all, they had, what is that? Mac Gen sold. Wanted. Y'all, I don't know what that is. Mac Gen sold. Oh, salad. Mikado Ginger Solid. They were on sale, two for $5. So I got a couple of those. Y'all, they had the boneless chicken bazooms. Buy one, get one free. So I got one of those. They have these prepackaged meals. They are where they have the mashed potatoes in the refrigerated case, and Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl Olive just go on and on about how good the Hormel beef tips are. So y'all, it was on sale, so I said, well, oh, what the hell, I'll give it a try. Y'all, they had hamburger meat ground round on sale. And y'all, I bought it in the 3-pound package, so I got an even bigger discount on it. Y'all, they had the good Green Giant antioxidant frozen vegetables, 4 for $5. So y'all, I got 4 boxes of those. I was about out of them. And then I had a coupon also that if I spent $60, the Von Zeese gave me $3 off. So y'all, I spent $66.05, but I saved $34.77. Yes, Big Freddy! And y'all, got back here to the villa. Y'all, the temperature did not rise high enough for my guy to come back and stain and seal the front porch today. So I guess he's going to be coming on Wednesday, I should say. So I guess he's coming today on Thursday. But we'll just have to wait and see. Y'all, I've not been on my nipple walk yet. I'm going to do that as soon as I finish the little show today. But y'all, one thing. Do you listen to the Flat 29 little show? Y'all, it's lovely. It's the lads from Flat 29, Dan and Charlie and Rich, and y'all, they did episode number 68, and y'all, it made me think, what in the big book of everything are they going to talk about on episode 69? Big Fatty, maybe they'll talk about Steve the Tater. Well, I'm sure he would like that. Anyway, the topic will be Bobo Honkin' or something like that. Big Fatty, you know it. We'll see how that all plays out. And let's just see here. I got nothing. Well, I have one more thing here. Y'all, instead of doing this one last thing, y'all, I'm just going to remind you again that if you want to be in the number one fan contest, y'all, you have until the 31st for rate. At 6 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Daylight Time. You know, that's the only time zone that matters. And y'all, all you have to do is, as easy as it can be, all you have to do is send an e-letter, and an e-letter only, with number one fan in the subject line, and tell Big Fatty why you want to be the number one fan in 25 words or less. And y'all will throw you in the colostomy bag, and then during halftime of the Superb Owl, we will make our selections, and you'll get to hear who the number one, number two, and number three fans are for this year. Big Fatty, you forgot to open Gus Chad's card. Well, I guess Gus Chad, I'll do it tomorrow. And that'll be something to look forward to, because that'll be for right. And everybody needs a little something extra to make them happy on for right. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Let's see. Oh, y'all, I've got to go to the doctor's. Got to check on the gravy in my veins. Yes, Big Fatty, there'll be plenty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Blom Time little show. And Mr. Cackle, I know you're probably doing something very special for Wine Rag's birthday, aren't you?
That old rat bag. Nobody cares about his shit.
Big Freddy, I bet you that Dean and he have some humpity bumpity.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.